conflict. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration's efforts to send National Guard troops to Portland, Illinois, and Chicago, suing to stop the Guard from coming to that state. However, says ABC's Peter Haralambos,
it's a bit of a tightrope in terms of what a city can actually do to impede federal law enforcement and the National Guard, and what the Trump administration will theoretically do in response. On Monday afternoon, President Trump was asked about this, and he suggested that he might even invoke the Insurrection Act if cities across the country continue to push back against his work.
The government shutdown drags on. No new talks are scheduled on ending it. It's starting to affect the nation's airports, where flight attendants have been calling in sick. They're among the hundreds of thousands of workers furloughed during the stalemate. Actually, air traffic controllers. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. A Waukesha County judge issues a sweeping order to Wisconsin election officials. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell has ordered the State Elections Commission to confirm the citizenship status of every registered voter by the 2026 spring primary election. A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday it raised $1 million less than 2 weeks after officially launching. And police in La Crosse confirmed Monday they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people during this year's Oktoberfest. Over half those citations were for underage drinking. In total, the department handled over 1,100 calls for service. That's double their normal amount. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies. It'll be chilly, lows in the mid-30s with some areas of frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 49.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Here is Tommy Two-Tone on Max FM.
Yeah! There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. Just doing what we're told. I feel something so right, doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. Burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Drowns me, makes me wanna fly. Makes me feel alive.
Welcome, friends.
I've got a question.
Who wants a taco?
So, tacos? Who wants tacos? I'm buying.
Who wants little tiny tacos?
Today is National Taco Day.
Taco about something we can all agree to celebrate.
It's taco. Taco!
Tacos! Happy National Taco Day. Probably one of the best days of the year.
Tacos, 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 tacos.
Showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:10, and we'll talk all about that in just minutes. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 67. Tonight, widespread frost. We do have a frost advisory in effect from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. Wednesday morning for temperatures as low as 33 degrees, resulting in frost formation in Columbia, Marquette, and Sauk counties. If you have sensitive vegetation outside, you need to cover that up tonight. Again, tomorrow morning, that widespread frost turning sunny, a high of 67. On Wednesday night, clear with the low of 36, we will see another frost advisory, most likely Wednesday night into Thursday morning for patchy frost to start our Thursday as well. It'll be sunny, a high of 66. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 69. Just a sneak peek into the weekend, highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s. Currently, it is 47 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. Happy Tuesday. I am doing fantastic. That's an interesting weather forecast. 70 and then on down to frost.
Okay. Yes. Well,
how did you order that one up? What kind of crazy week are you having that you need to order something like that up in one day? That's insanity.
It is insanity. It's like having to wear pants to work today because it was a little chilly this morning. So, yes, I am wearing pants today. The short streak is broken. So just want to clarify that real quick because I know we'll be talking all about other things in just moments. So, yes.
Exactly. We need to have that morning clarification on the morning show. Absolutely. Yes. 100%. Because, you know, who could get through our day otherwise? But, yeah, it is definitely different. It does feel cooler. Feels normal, though. So that's good. Like, it's invigorating and it feels normal. So
like it's fall.
Yes. And I really like fall and I really do like a little bit of cooler temperatures. Not cold, no, but like not 80s either. So at this time of year, especially. So it feels nice. It feels natural. I think a lot of people I talked to over the weekend, although the weather was so lovely, people were starting to get into a little kind of just like a mental funkiness because I think they were just our circadian rhythm or whatever is happening because of the warmer weather we had so late in the year is just making it wonky. I don't know. I'm not sure. But a lot of people I talked to were feeling a little out of sorts. So I think the cool weather is definitely a welcome change. I don't know that I like the frost forecast, but it's going back up, right? It's going to be in the 70s again this weekend. So we're looking good.
It'll be great for the downtown Baraboo Fair in the Square. And yes, Max FM will be broadcasting live there Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. right in front of the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. We don't have far to go. So beautiful day for Fair in the Square. Looking forward to that. And, you know, I've been thinking about this all morning long, and we're going to taco about this. Now, today it's not only Taco Tuesday, it's National Taco Day. Previously, it was October 4th, but last year they changed it so it falls on the first Tuesday of October for the Taco Tuesday tie-in. Now, naturally, a lot of places are having deals on tacos today, mostly through loyalty apps and programs. Taco Bell is offering soft tacos for a buck. Yes, you heard me correctly.
Wow.
Tacos for a buck at Taco Bell. So, yes. So, you can check that out. We also have some great other Mexican restaurants in this area. So, go check those out as well. Now, tacos are massively popular in the U.S. because they're good, even when they're bad. But if you try hard enough, you can ruin a taco. And we're going to talk about that this morning because a while back, a food blog asked, what's the absolute worst taco topping? Emily, let's talk about the most popular responses. And, you know, we will just start at number one because some of these are very interesting. So what's the... We're talking about taco toppings that are the worst taco toppings on National Taco Day and Taco Tuesday. And what are we have for our listeners today, Emily?
This is not cool because this is one of my favorite things in the world. Cilantro. It's absolutely delicious on tacos. So whoever made this list is full of it. I don't like it. Also, cilantro is very traditional in terms of putting on tacos in some lime and cilantro in Mexico. So I don't know. I'm going to have to say a big on that vote. I love cilantro. So anyways, other people say, you know, those crazy people out there say cilantro is a divisive topping for tacos. Number two coming in, black olives, fairly divisive. I love black olives. I'll have them on tacos, but they're absolutely not necessary. I'll just actually eat the bowl plain because black olives are delicious. Number three coming in, worst taco toppings, according to this survey. Now, the survey came from Eater / nostalgia world. This did not come from the morning show, just FYI. Lettuce. It is unclear if the main issue is wilted lettuce, the wrong type of lettuce, or if people are just opposed to, quote, unnecessary greens. Yo, greens are good for you. They're never unnecessary.
No.
And they give it crunchiness and they give it color. Come on.
That just seems weird.
Who are
to
these
me.
People?
Right. You
Who are
okay.
These
cilantro and lettuce. Okay. Those are very much, I think, on tacos. I had a taco with black olives yesterday. It was good. Now, number four is cheese. Now, this may come from people who are lactose intolerant,
come on.
But several people specifically mentioned American cheese or liquid cheese sauce. Okay. I get it. If it's processed cheese or cheese sauce, I get it. But come on, cheese belongs on tacos. Come on, let's not even go down that road. Number five on the list is sour cream. Okay, if you don't like sour cream, I totally get that. So that one I can go either way.
Are there people that don't like sour cream? I'm sorry. Please text in if you don't like sour cream because I don't know.
Hang on, I've got a text right now. Our text line. Hang on, I got a text. 608-355-9970. Text Max FM text line that I don't like sour cream. Oh, wait.
I can't believe it. It's more like how much sour cream can you like not put on your food? Because it's so delicious that you do like 3 or 4 or 5 spoonfuls. You don't like sour cream?
No, I detested it. It's not my thing. I'm sorry, but
you are
no.
So canceled.
No, sour cream does not need to be in my tacos. I will eat the cheese, the lettuce, the black olives, the cilantro. But I am not putting sour cream on my tacos. I'm sorry. I blatantly disagree with you. It's like baked potatoes. I don't want to ruin my baked potato with sour cream. I want to have lots of butter on there, cheese, and bacon. Don't ruin it with sour cream. I agree with this. Number five.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong,
and so, again, we're talking about the taco toppings that are the worst taco toppings ever, and sour cream is one of them. Now, number six, pineapple. All right. Who puts pineapple on tacos? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, that's going to be a kind of a taco place that's like changing the idea of a taco. Now, if you're talking about traditional taco, honestly, it is meat stir fry or not stir fry, but fried up with a little bit of like onions and then a little bit of cilantro and a little bit of lime. There isn't any of those other toppings at all. If you're talking about a traditional taco, if you're talking about a taco that has become kind of a little bit more of a trendy kind of hipster taco. Yeah. People put whatever they want on it. It's like a salad or whatever you want on it, but that's not a traditional taco. So, I mean, I think really kind of toppings can be, if you're talking about traditional, then none of these things go on there. No.
All right. So guess what? I've got texts coming in. Hang on. I've got the text coming in.
Crazy sour cream is delicious.
No. The one I'm going to censor just slightly because one of our listeners says what sour cream makes her do if she eats it on a taco or eats sour cream in general. So keeping that one radio appropriate. And someone also said, ick, no sour cream. You're right on, David. Sour cream and cookies is yummy, but we're...
Sour cream is delicious.
But we're not talking about sour cream and cookies. But yes, all right. So again, we just talked about pineapple not belonging on tacos. What's number seven on our list of the worst taco toppings ever?
So again, I think these toppings have made it into some more like hipster kind of like shishi restaurant tacos that aren't traditional. But anywho, radish, I don't know. It gives it a little bit of a crunch and a little bit of a spice. Radish has an interesting spice on its own, but I don't love it on a taco. I don't think it belongs there. Broccoli. Just put it on the side. Broccoli's delicious all the time.
Not on a taco, though.
Not on a taco, no.
No, I mean on a baked potato.
Offer, like a vegetarian taco or like a vegan, right? Like, I mean, then you need to put some other stuff inside.
Like, right, like a radish.
Of meat.
But
like
not a but
radish
not broccoli.
Not a place of meat in any way.
Right. I don't understand broccoli. I mean, it's like, come on. All right, let's argue about number nine.
Not onion is delicious on everything. Like onion just makes things better. So come on, you can put onion on a taco. That's not, are you saying no to this?
I'm
crazy.
Okay with raw onions.
Food appreciator. No,
I'm okay with raw onions on my taco. Okay. I actually had it. I had a taco for lunch yesterday, and so yes, I had raw onions on it. So yeah,
taco for lunch the day before International Taco Day.
Because I went to one of our local taverns and they had a taco special on Monday and I saw tacos.
In, taco special today.
Yes. And so our listeners are definitely
listening.
Yeah. So we have someone who says can't have a taco or burrito or baked potato without sour cream. And
thank you very much.
So that was one of our listeners. And then her husband says he puts sour cream on his taco and loves it. So we have the husband and wife already And he also says absolutely red raw onion. And wow, this could be like, so you have the husband and wife texting back and forth here. The husband says absolutely red raw onion. And the wife says no raw onions. Again, I'm censoring this for radio on our text line this morning.
Oh, my. People have feelings about
Yeah, so again, keep texting us. 608-355.
Down on International Taco Day. What do you know about that?
Yeah, keep texting us. 608-355-9970 or via the Free Civic Media app. You know, and just keep those rolling
like,
in.
People are this excited about taco toppings, but like with our text to win contest, they're like, nah, that's good. I got something else to do. But if it comes to taco toppings, the texts are coming in. Listen to that alliteration.
All right.
We're going to scoot through there.
Yes,
of
we
this.
Are. So we've got to get through this again.
We got tomatoes.
Yeah, we're
they
talking.
I say no tomatoes. I say bologna, but I don't like mushy tomatoes either.
Yeah, no mushy tomatoes. Again, we're talking about the worst taco toppings. Yeah. All right, who put salsa on this list? Especially jarred salsa.
On tacos, come on. And hot sauce? Come on. Who are these people that are writing this survey? Okay, this is bologna. And rice and beans? Okay, did they get the thing backwards?
Right?
Like, I just... And avocado or guacamole? Okay, don't put any salsa, sour cream, or guacamole on your taco. What is happening?
Oh, yeah. That's
wrong.
Part of it. What,
we're clearly heated about the idea of taco toppings.
So
on
we're
taco
our listeners today.
And we're talking about some survey for some crazy people who live under a rock talking about what not to put on a taco. And they are clearly wrong. Our listeners agree. We are having some problems with the sour cream fans in the world. But that's all right. You know what? That's all right.
We have another. One of our listeners says no salsa. And no rice, but he loves black beans and refried beans. And so, okay. So, yeah, our listeners definitely are weighing in on this. So, again, we're talking about the worst taco toppings ever on National Taco Day, Taco Tuesday. Again, we'll go through the list super quick. Cilantro, black olives, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, pineapple, radish, broccoli, onion, tomato, salsa, hot sauce, rice, beans, avocado, or guacamole. Text us and let us know your thoughts. What are the worst taco toppings ever? 608-355-9970 or via the Free Civic Media app. And I'm going to name this listener. She says, I'm not too picky about what goes on my taco, but I just feel like you're taking me out for tacos tonight, Dave.
I agree.
And that is
everyone out for tacos today.
Well, this is one of our employees texting this, and it's also our Sunday night on air personality as well. Yeah. And you know what? I will take her out for tacos, but I think maybe I'll wait and do that on Sunday. And so I think that would be great for our 28th wedding anniversary, a little Taco Bell. I think that's a perfect way to celebrate a wedding anniversary.
Okay, folks, text us in about what you think about, what you think about the taco toppings that you love. Let's put a positive spin on this. We can touch back on this in a hot second when we come back after more music in the morning.
Touch base. Let's go back at 7:30. We'll see what we get on our list of people's worst taco toppings. 608-355-9970 via the Civic Media app. We'll read some of your responses at 7:30. But yeah, we're going to get back into a little bit of music with Madonna on Max FM.
Down.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Text us and let us know your thoughts on the worst taco toppings ever. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We'll talk a little bit more at 7:30. Bruce Springsteen, Hungry Heart on Max FM. 80s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 7:31 on Tuesday morning, National Taco Day, Taco Tuesday, and we were talking about the worst taco toppings ever. Again, that list was cilantro, black olives, lettuce, cheese, sour cream, I agree with that, pineapple, radish, broccoli, onion, tomato, salsa, hot sauce, rice, beans, and avocado guacamole. Now, we asked our listeners for some input on this, and you can still get input in. You can text 608-355-9970 or text via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles Tap on 99.7 Max FM. And we want to know what the worst taco toppings are. And I'm looking at our text line, and I'm just going to go through. Two people said no to sour cream. Someone said, yes, they put sour cream on it. And they also said, another person said, yes, they have sour cream on a taco or burrito or a baked potato without sour cream. And so, yeah, I partially agree with that listener. And someone said, absolutely red raw onions. Her husband or his wife says no raw onions. So there's a little family drama there. Also no salsa, no rice. But they love black beans and refried beans, and no jalapenos, Emily. So pretty divisive conversation this morning. You like sour cream on your tacos. I'm like, no sour cream on my tacos. I don't want to ruin the flavor with putting sour cream on it.
Well, I did get one of the smartest people I know just told me, and this young person is a listener and a very important person in my life, her favorite taco. So the pluses on the side of her life in taco world would be a ground beef taco with onions cooked in, a little bit of guacamole, a little bit of tomato, a lot of sour cream, cilantro, and cheese. And that sounds perfect to me. So well, I love it. I think any taco that you like is great. It depends on what you're looking for in a taco. It's all right.
Well, and okay. And someone had put radishes on this list. And when I saw broccoli on this list, smack dab in the middle of the list, I'm sorry, but I've never heard of broccoli on a taco. If someone wants to text me and explain that they've ever seen broccoli on a taco, feel free to. Now, I'm a little bit surprised this one didn't make the list, was fish tacos. You know, I totally expected someone to say something about that because, you know, that is also another variation of tacos. And so it's got a whole different flavor to it. And no one said anything on that. It didn't make our list. But again, people can text us, right, Emily? We'll continue talking about this one this morning. I mean, we're all about
definitely.
The food. I mean,
fish tacos, that's definitely like a regional thing more, right? If you're anywhere by an ocean, you're going to see fish tacos, and then what the toppings are going to be different. A lot of times there's like kind of a slaw kind of thing going on there,
right.
Like a little bit of like a sour, like a cabbagey, lettucey thing happening there. So yeah, I think, you know, I think we got to give it up to tacos in general to bring together the different kind of regional and available toppings that could be on something. So you got your traditional, you got your kind of traditional, you know, quote unquote American taco, and then you've got your new kind of, you know, foodie inspired tacos, and then you got your regional tacos depending on where you live and what kind of meats and proteins are available. So I think it could be, you know, I love that people get divisive about
me too.
Food. It's food is what makes the world go round. It's healthy debating. I think it's fantastic. Now, if it makes your marriage start to feel a little awkward, then you might want to just go take yourself out to eat alone.
Or if you're eating all those refried beans and black beans, you know,
you
I'm just saying, you know, so
sleep on the couch that night.
So again, text us and let us know your thoughts on the worst taco toppings ever. 608-355-9970 or text it via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles Tap on 99.7 Max FM. And tap text. You can also leave us a voice memo. I'd love to hear some opinions on this. Again, have you ever seen tacos with radish or broccoli? I'm curious about that, too. And what are your thoughts on sour cream? Continue to let us know. We'll continue to talk about it. Emily, I'll be back in about 5 minutes to celebrate some celebrity birthdays.
Sounds like a plan. I wonder what tacos those celebrities are eating today.
I don't know.
Maybe we can hazard some guesses at some of the celebrities and pick out what kind of favorite taco they might like.
Yeah.
You know what? They're not going to answer us. We can just make it up. So I'm just kidding. They're all listening. So
they're all
they'll
listening.
Definitely be calling.
Yeah.
They're going to call in between right now and let us know what their favorite taco is.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, and so should our listeners. Again, text us and let us know your thoughts on the worst taco toppings ever. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Weger Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weger Realtors Great Day, Downtown Baraboo, GreatDayBrokers.com.
It's time for Downtown Baraboo's Fall Fair on the Square. Hi, this is Stephanie.
And this is Audrey.
And we're from Downtown Baraboo, Inc. You're invited to the Fall Fair on the Square, Saturday, October 11th from 9 to 4. Listen to live music, enjoy fun activities
like free axe throwing and the Bounce House obstacle course,
and all the food trucks on Eat Street.
Shop from over 200 booths featuring handmade arts and crafts, and check out our local merchants. See our Facebook page for more info.
See you Saturday, October 11th.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight we will see the Baraboo JV soccer team versus Watertown at Baraboo at 5 p.m. Baraboo Girls Varsity Volleyball will be at Oregon tonight at 5:30 p.m. Baraboo Girls Varsity Swimming versus Watertown at Baraboo at 6 p.m. And the Portage Point at Boys Varsity Soccer Team will be playing 6:30 p.m. in Fort Atkinson. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies. It'll be chilly, lows in the mid-30s with some areas of frost developing late. On Wednesday, sunny skies again, cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 49.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:42 on Taco Tuesday morning, National Taco Day. And we are expanding our reach on this one. We have put the post out on social media. We've been talking about the worst taco toppings ever. What we'll do is we'll give everyone a few minutes to comment on that. Let us know your thoughts or text us 608-355-9970. We want to know what the worst taco toppings are. Like sour cream is one of the worst taco toppings ever, if you ask me. Emily, on the other hand, loves it. So we want to know your thoughts, right, Emily?
Yes, we absolutely want to know your thoughts. We have been sharing the goods and the bads and the uglies in terms of taco toppings, what people like, what people should like, and, you know, what people don't like. So we are going through some, we're going to go through some celebrity birthdays, too, in lieu of this taco topping debacle debate.
We'll come back to it.
Exciting morning show.
We'll come back to it.
I do a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's on social media now. I've posted this on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. I want to get as much input as possible, you know. Picture of a taco out there this morning as well. That tells you where we're headed with this and probably what's for dinner in my household tonight. But
I was thinking the same thing. I ended up having noodles last night because of International Noodle Day.
So did
so
I.
You know what? It's happening. Yep. Good.
Yep.
See? And you're on your second day of tacos, so, you know, that's always great.
Yes. You know, well, I was in studio by myself after tacos at lunch yesterday, so I was polite about that. And, ooh, I'm hungry. I'm already thinking about tacos. The other thing is, if you want to text us and let us know the best place to get tacos in the area, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. All right, celebrity birthdays for October 7th. You still have time to text in a local birthday or anniversary as well. 608-355-9970. Nicole Maines is 28. She's in Supergirl. Louis Capodelli, 29. Someone you loved in Before You Go. Mookie Betts is 53. Dodgers outfielder who wants to duet with Morgan Wallen. Emily, who else do you see on our list today?
First of all, Mookie Betts is 33. I don't think he'd be a Dodgers outfielder anymore if he was 53. Just saying.
Yes, 33. Well, you never know. You look at Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh. Holland Roden is 39. Lydia on Teen Wolf. I love those movies so much. Brie Olsen is 39. She was Charlie Sheen's girlfriend, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to say what they said because I'm not sure what's happening there. Sean and Aaron Ashmore are 46. So Sean played Iceman in the X-Men movies and Agent Mike Weston in The Following and is a lawyer on The Rookie. So I don't know what's happening, why they're both names are on here, because it doesn't look like Aaron did anything. Oh, here we go. Aaron was a bounty hunter on Killjoys, Jimmy Olsen on Smallville, and some guy on Warehouse 13. Wow. Okay. You know what? I think this person writing this content right here likes sour cream.
I think just they're snarky.
Omar Miller is 47 years old. Charles Green on HBO's Ballers. Taylor Hicks is 49. American Idol's gray-haired off-season winner, fifth-season winner.
He was great. I remember Taylor Hicks. I mean, I feel for the guy. He's a younger guy when he was on American Idol. He had gray hair. I mean, I can relate a little bit. I've been starting to turn gray since I was in my early 20s. It does not coincide with marriage, in case anyone is asking.
No one is asking.
Well,
you were just offering that information.
Maybe I was, you know. I mean, you know, I just, and I'm all right. I can see the text line already lighting up again. I'm in trouble this morning. Nothing new, right?
Well, no. I just want to make a comment here. This is super random, but I just want to point this out. Okay, Tom York. No, it's not about you. It's not about you. This is about some singers. Tom York is 57, Radiohead genius. Biggest hit is, of course, the song Creep. Now, if you like American Idol, The Voice, and shows like that, which I do because I love singing and I love performance, check out, look up, I'm sure you can find it in a hot second on YouTube. These two sisters do, they're probably like 12 or 13, and they do this version of Creep that is just breathtaking. It is on The Voice. So just look up Creep on The Voice and I'm sure it'll come up. And it is, I mean, it literally brought tears to my eyes. Anyways, I definitely just went on a segue there to nowhere. So Toni Braxton is 58. And Unbreak My Heart is her best hit. Who else do we see? Wow. Speaking of The Voice and American Idol, who's 66 today, Dave?
Oh my goodness. The one, the only, Simon Cowell is 66. You know, he's had a little bit of controversy with American Idol. Some people like him, some people don't. So there you go. Simon Cowell's 66. Yeah, probably. And let's see, we got
Simon
you.
Simon, text us, let us know. Do you like radishes on your tacos?
Yeah, let us know. Yo-Yo Mama is 70. Cello Virtuoso. Tico Torres from Bon Jovi, 72. He's her drummer. Biggest hits. Wanted Dead or Alive. And then we got Bad Medicine, Living on a Prayer. I'll be there for you. So, yes. We also have John Cougar Mellencamp, 74. David Hope from Kansas, 76. Carry On My Wayward Son. And Dust in the Wind. And so we have a lot of great music birthdays. We have Kevin Goodley, yeah. 80, Mastermind for 10cc. I mean, wow. I'll let you take the... We have a couple more yet, Emily. This list is huge.
Joy Bihar is 83, The View. And then I don't know what this person is talking about, so I'm just going to read it.
Let's just go with who it is and not go with them.
North is 82.
Let's just leave it.
It's funny, though. It's funny.
It is.
But I don't want to have any feelings out there about any of that, because I don't have any feeling. I just think it's funny. But anyways, we went through some celebrity birthdays. If you're celebrating a local birthday or local anniversary or big thing in your life, please don't forget to text us. We love to share the birthday and anniversary love on the air on the morning show. Also, we are opening up our doors and our listening ears for live radio to comment on worst taco toppings on this infamous Taco Tuesday and International Taco Day.
Today, yes. Or where the best place to get tacos is. I mean,
oh yeah.
We also want to know that. I'm going to update the Facebook post. We will talk more about this during the morning show. I mean, Emily and I strongly, vehemently disagree about sour cream. I mean, it doesn't belong on tacos.
Y'all
That's
know
my
I'm
opinion.
Right out there. Y'all know I'm right.
Yeah. So we'll
One
see.
One thing don't do, though, I'm just going to say this. I'm just giving my husband a little bit of grief right now. Tacos are a difficult thing to eat, especially when, you know, if you're having a traditional taco with the, you know, corn tortilla, it's a little, you know what I mean? It can get a little bit folly aparty. And you have to basically go for it. If you're having a taco, like, you're going to eat it in like 3 or 4 bites, like those little ones, not like a big giant, you know, not
right.
a burrito, but like a little taco. So like, they're hard to share. My husband loves to share food and I appreciate it so much. But oftentimes we're talking about, we order tacos in order to share them both. And then you end up with like a taco that's just like falling apart. So it's a hard thing to do. I appreciate the effort, but yeah, I'm just going to get a knife and fork out if we're going to share.
Yes.
It's impossible to share a taco.
It is.
The effort is appreciated, I do have to say.
I agree. And I mean, the taco I ate yesterday definitely required a fork. I mean, there was it was a huge taco. And I almost ordered two of them. I'm glad I didn't, because it took up my whole plate. And so, yeah, that's how big this taco was on Taco Monday. So, again,
there's no such thing as Taco Monday, just FYI.
No, there's not. It was Taco Monday in my world, though. Come on, let's go with it. It's Taco Monday, Taco Tuesday.
In terms of tacos. Small, short, but beautiful idea. Breakfast taco. It could be the
Oh, they're good. I eat a breakfast taco. So I mean,
love breakfast tacos.
Me too.
Scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then sour
bacon.
Cream would be really well in there.
No sour cream in the breakfast taco. Again, you can text us and let us know your feelings of tacos. Don't do 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. I have a feeling this conversation is carrying on for the morning show.
Carry on, my wayward taco. All right,
yes,
let's do it.
Real quick, I want to remind everyone, we have our flash sale in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off that $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill. Just $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill, near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station. Max FM.
And I can't stop thinking about the way things used to be. And I can't stop thinking about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I can't stop caring about the apple of my eye.
Right.